Welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report, hour number three on Thursdays. Tim Alexander's here, usually on the third hour on Tuesday and Thursday to mop up, and if there's a major news story, he pops in on any day, except the last hour on Friday, to give us an update. Tim, we've got a lot of news going on. We spent an hour and a half with Leo Zagami going over a lot of it. The email scandal now expanding with the Clinton Foundation, the revelation that Erdogan's now meeting with Putin. We talked about the two different candidates in Turkey that claim to be the Mahdi and are black direct blood descendants of Muhammad. We talked about what's going on with the war footing stance of Obama, which is ridiculous, posting troops and military anti-missile systems in the Polish-Russian border. We have so many things going on in the news. It's crazy. And then we have Hillary Clinton with her medical issues, and I spent the last segment of our one yesterday after Harley Schlanger, and then the first half of hour number two going over in great detail not only her medical issues in exquisite detail, and by the way, this is at a level for a neurosurgeon, neurologist, neuropathologist, and functional medicine doctor on actually gave protocols for her healing. And some people, I had one person actually get upset. I didn't talk to them, but my board op told me they called and really upset that I would actually give her a pathway to stay well. Well, there's a condition. The only way she'd get that pathway is, number one, she repented. She'd come clean publicly for all of her issues. And we would have to do, in a sense, a spiritual exorcism before her body could be healed. So she's not going to get any freebie here, okay? So don't worry out there. And I can tell you...
Yeah, and in all practicality, it's very doubtful she will do that. When her husband, Bill, almost died, he had a near-death experience. Now, if you study near-death experiences, which I have going back, my goodness, 30 or more years, actually about 40 years, most are positive. Some are very in-depth. Some are very brief. My wife had a brief one at one point. She saw beings telling you to go in light, telling you to go back. It wasn't her time. But in Bill Clinton's case, he saw death mass, black death mass circling him. And boy, that's a
bad
sign.
You're kidding. And it hasn't changed his behavior, see? Now, if you receive
grace... No, it didn't. He became a vegetarian and so forth, but he did not change his spiritual behavior. And, you can eat the best food in the world, you can do whatever, but unless you get right with God and accept God, as your God, and love Him and accept His will and do His will as best you can... Unless you're prepared to do that, those black death masks are going to get you.
Now, I'm going to make this public statement. If Hillary or her family contacted me to help her, I will help her, but she's going to have to do these other things first. And I want to can you imagine the millions of people who will be saved or see the panoply of evil running our world that Hillary is totally participated in and her family for hundreds of years or more, thousands of years, have sequentially cursed their descendants and handed them over to the dark side. And Hillary Clinton's body, the devils inside her are going to just use up what's left of her and just throw her aside, because it's my contention that even if she stole the presidency, which is the only way she's going to get it, it would be President Kane who'd take over because she's medically unfit and she'll soon become incapable of functioning. She's got rapidly progressive dementia, multifocal seizures, double vision, diabetes, hypothyroidism, adrenal dysfunction, you name it, she's got it. And, you know, she's got a hole in her tongue from previous abuse of cocaine. Her immune system is failing, and she's falling. She needs people to prop her up so she can go upstairs or even prevent her from falling over. So she is pre-terminal, I call it, pre-terminal.
Yeah. Well, you know, her biggest problem is she's demonically possessed.
Right.
She has given herself to Satan.
Well, we can pray for her. She's been given over by her family, too. I mean, some of the pictures you have up here about good stories about Hillary's falling health be true? Yeah, in fact, I think 59% of Americans, according to the Drudge Report, are asking to release their medical records. Well, we've seen a few medical records, and you say you've seen another one that shows an MRI or a CT of her brain. There's enough just observation of her behavior. I mean, I saw Fox News had two so-called medical experts, one a neurologist, another a general internist. And when they asked them questions, they were just fussing and futtering and not making any conclusions. It's like, come on, guys. You're not in a court of law. You can make conjecture looking at the fact is this woman's having seizures, number one. Number two, she stops speaking and then she totally doesn't know what she said in the previous sentence, which means she's getting absence spells or petit mal seizures, besides the multifocal lunar seizures. Her mini mental status showed that she had a progressive dementia, and her MRI CT scans indicated she had subcortical vascular dementia called Biswanger's disease. I mean, what else could be obvious that the woman, according to Article 25, is not fit to be president? But the fact is, these idiots are going to keep pushing, as Leo Zagami said in the first hour and a half today, that they ultimately want a Jesuit president, which is President Kane. So I say, not Abel and Kane. And President Hillary Clinton won't be president very long, if at all. It'll be President Kane, who's a Jesuit operative.
Well, he's like most of these people in Washington. They're totally immoral. They don't give a crap about the United States of America or the people that live in the United States of America, about our country, our Constitution, our very history, our very lives. And, you know, I'm about to hit the publish button, and this was an MRI, and it shows within a circle of white is abnormal tissue. It could be dead tissue. It could be...
Well, if you do a T1-weighted MRI, you can actually tell what it is.
It could be cancer.
No, actually, it's a lot more clear than that. If you actually get a proper weighted MRI scan, depending on the weighting scale, you can tell if it's a multifocal leukoencephalopathy, you can tell if it's a vasculitis, you can tell if it's a, say, oligodendroma, or it's a,
It's the third story. It's the last story on today that I've got a lot more to
post. Yeah, it looks like you're a busy guy today here. Yeah, Thursday, you got lots of stuff up here. Okay.
Yeah, so it's the third story down. But it says, you know, top secret medical records, and that link will take you to the article. And, it was an MRI of her brain in February. Circle in black with arrow pointing the circle. It's a significant size abnormality in the brain tissue. A doctor I consulted this afternoon explained to me it was very difficult to him to draw accurate conclusions based on a picture of a picture. He cautioned me that his interpretation may be correct, but then he confidentially told me, this is an issue of a tissue abnormality caused by either a stroke or... glioblastoma brain tumor, brain cancer.
Yeah, basically brain cancer, yeah.
He said the area within the circle, which is whitish, is the abnormal tissue, is white either because it died recently or because it is cancer.
Yeah, well...
The left and right of the small whitish area are dark areas.
Yeah, if you do a PET scan, after 48 hours after you do an MRI, you can determine if it's metabolically active, if it's a glioblastoma multiforme, or if it's a dead tissue from a microembolic stroke. Easy to tell. Easy as easy.
Well, they say there are more medical records coming in the next few days. Listen, there's some very powerful forces that realize that the people that are the puppet masters behind Hillary Clinton are driving this country into its total destruction and driving the entire world into the Third World War, and they want to stop this. These medical records, this group and the previous group, to me, they were a black bag. The photos, which of the hard copy of the medical records, that you don't generally get that online. Somebody broke into the doctor's office and made some copies. That's how they do it. And you know, when I was 21 years old, I won the nomination for state representative in Indiana. From I was going to IU in Bloomington, Monroe County, from Brown, Lawrence, and Monroe County. Now that year, we lost 75 out of 100 House seats, including the one I was running for, because it was year McGovern ran and went down to defeat, really bad. But I was told that they had run a dossier and a you know, pretty good background check on me. I was a 21-year-old college student, for crying out loud, running for state representative, okay? But when you're dealing with the level that Hillary Clinton has been at, believe you me, a lot of people look. And this is one of the things they do. The pictures that came out a couple days ago have been taken about 2 years before that. Somebody stuck in. They took the pictures.
Right. They're about 2 years old, 2014.
Yeah. It was a black bag operation. And now they're beginning to release this stuff. There are powerful forces at work here on both sides. If you look at what the news media is doing, it is literally propaganda at a level of what you would have expected in the old Soviet Union.
Exactly.
In the 50s and the 40s. I mean, they lie, they create a lie, then they build on that lie. Hillary Clinton is dramatically ahead of Trump. Yeah, well, you know, she gets at most, I mean, there was one rally she had under 200 people. She gets a few hundred people at her rallies. Trump has tens and tens of thousands, and the fire marshal won't even let all the people in the building because there's so many. They're lined up several blocks. I mean, I saw that here during the primary. I've never seen people line up to hear a politician speak like that.
Even on Drudge, they say that, you know, that the polls are saying that she's 3% ahead. And, of course, that just disappeared off of Drudge because nobody
can reality is that it's somewhere Trump is somewhere in the 70% bracket, and she's in the 20-some percent bracket.
My guess is that he's got at least probably 15%. And when they say that he's losing Republican women, for what reason? And then when I hear the independents saying, you know, he's saying things that are inflammatory. Look, this character that's the father of Mateen showed up at a Democratic National meeting here just recently, and he's in the picture, literally behind the camera, you can see him smirking.
He's in a vetted area. Nobody gets back there without being vetted by the Secret Service.
Right, so he's vetted, and he's actually smirking and smiling. Then the cameras come up and talk to him afterward, and he makes a statement of, I like America. I'm a Democrat supporter. I'm thinking, your son just did terrorism, and you support the Taliban?
His son just killed 50 people.
Right, and he has
cold
a program.
Blood because they
he's
were gay.
He's a cooperative of Pakistan, and he has a show, although he lives in Florida, that's broadcast out of California worldwide. And this guy is a political operative in Pakistan, and he supports the Taliban.
CIA, Pakistani intelligence is written all over the guy.
Right.
Yeah, and he's a supporter
like,
of Hillary.
Like Amir Khan, you know, the Khan guy? We call it Khan.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hillary, who is gay, who is a lesbian, she is going to lose probably the majority of the gay and lesbian vote because of that and some other things she's done. I mean, the people you think might be supporting her are now waking up to the fact this lady is poison.
Oh, she's
dangerous.
She's
really poison.
She's dangerous. I mean, if you're gay or lesbian or transsexual and you're in a Muslim country, you're going to be executed before Friday prayers.
Oh, you better believe it.
Trump's brought up the LGBT
you have to qualify that. It is acceptable in Islam to have sex with a male who doesn't have a beard. In other words, little boys.
Right. But that's primarily
that religion is so sexually twisted and repressed.
Yeah,
and when you look at the hardcore Islamic states where the women have to be literally covered, the only thing that it shows is their eyes, and in Afghanistan they even have a veil over that. I mean, how sick and twisted can you possibly get? And, of course, they also not only do they have sex with little boys, they have sex with sheep and goats and donkeys.
Did you know that these ancient belief systems, which preceded even Islam, were the reason why syphilis spread from animals into humans and then around the world? It all came from sheep. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, but it came, I think, from the New World when Columbus took it back.
My point is, it originated
Montezuma's revenge
by men having sex with sheep who carried the syphilis spirochete. And when it was brought by the Spaniards to the New World, which killed a lot of people, the syphilis, they had no resistance to it at all, was actually carried by, originally because of males having sex with sheep in the Middle East. And, of course, it's incorporated as part of Islam. It's like, okay, this is all right. You know, it's to me, it's so bizarre, this so-called pseudo-religion. And it's a chameleon. It can become whatever it has to be. It's very ascetic. Oh, we're cleaner. We're better. We're serving Allah. We pray five times a day with our butt in the air. And on the other hand, they're more likely to kill each other for having a different belief system. For example, Sunni and Shiite Islam are more likely to kill each other than even Jews or Christians.
Well, it's not a religion that comes from God.
It's not religion. Anyway, it's according to Walid Shabbat, who used to be Muslim, was a Palestinian terrorist, says 86% of it is just politics. And Bill Warner would say the same thing. He called politicalislam.com. What we're dealing with is a political and a control freak system, a mind control system that calls itself a religion. It's not.
I think I've told the story before. I was driving up to Indianapolis one hot July or August day, and it gets very humid here. In fact, the humidex where I'm at is in southwestern Indiana today is expected to be 105. So it's a day about like this, and I'm driving up, and I stop at a fast food place in Vincennes for lunch, and I go in, and there's this, I would say probably Saudi family that comes in. Now, the man has a polo shirt, shorts, sandals on. His little kids are all little, and the girls are, you know, they're younger. They haven't started menstruating. They're all dressed as normal people. His poor wife is covered from head to foot, and it looked like black silk. And she even had the mask, you know, or the only skin you could see was her eyeballs.
Yeah,
and when she ate a hamburger, she lifted the veil up and put the hamburger on it. And I was so offended by it. And I'm not really a violent person. And I didn't say or do anything, but boy, I was struggling not to pick him up and drag him out in the parking lot and give him a good old-fashioned Southern Indiana butt-kicking. It's just so disgusting.
But you're talking about is Sharia-compliant burger eating.
I'm talking about the ultimate...
And the fact that you didn't do anything means that you are
behavior of it's okay for a man to dress like a human being in brutally hot and humid weather, but his poor wife, who's basically nothing but cattle, she has to be covered from head to foot.
Oh, no,
nobody
no
else
cattle.
Can see her.
I mean, told you the joke before, Tim.
I'll
tell you the joke before, Tim. It's man, camel, cow, sheep, goat, woman.
Oh, Lord.
just above snakes and scorpions.
You know, in the Second World War, and I think this was in the Ukraine, where some people had been starving, and their army came in, and they saw that some people had actually committed
cannibalism,
and they shot them. And they said, look, no matter how bad things get, we have to draw a line. That if you cross this line, your behavior is not human, and we will not allow you to exist. And I say anybody that has sex with animals, they have crossed a line. And people that so abuse women that they have to be covered from head to foot, that's crossing a line. Now, Europe, I posted a thing a few days ago about the demographics of Europe. And, you know, you have to have about a minimum of a 2.3% replacement. In other words, a couple is two people, and they have to have an average of 2.3% children because some children die.
2.3 times, not a percent.
Yeah, that's what I mean,
230% right. Children. Otherwise, if they don't have at least a partial third child, the population...
Two simply replaces them. But
yeah.
because some people die, it has to be 2.3.
Oh, right.
And Europe doesn't have that, and we barely have it, but the only reason we have it now is because of the influx of the Mexicans across the border.
It's even worse in places like Canada, where they abort like crazy. Canada is so obscene. Let me tell you this story, and I don't know if we have time right now, but when my little daughter was diagnosed, because I was one of the first doctors, I was trained as a medical student to read ultrasounds before it was available for other docs, and the radiographer harassed us and said, well, you really need to reconsider. And I said, no, we're not going to. Our daughter's going to be born with Down syndrome. And we started getting harassed by a geneticist, and he was Jewish. And I had to say, listen, guess what? I'm all Cohen, and I'm Hebrew. And I'm going to tell you, you need to pray for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He was calling me at 6:30 and 11:30 at night at home. And I said, if you keep calling, you're not going to call anybody else again.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Tim, let's go through some more of your news items here that we want to touch on all of these areas, not just the... I like one of your pictures here. It shows ISIS boss, which is Baghdadi. Just to fill some details, we talked about in hour one. Baghdadi was actually a Roman Catholic Christian saint several hundred years ago. This guy's a manufactured entity. He is a Israeli operative, actor, and Mossad. He was in a prison in Iraq for a period of time and trained. He's totally manufactured, and I like how you show ISIS boss, of course, is the king of Saudi Arabia, then ISIS boss being Obama, and then I notice how you insert Netanyahu, because I talked to an anesthesiologist just 4 months ago. If you're an ISIS operative and you get injured, you can treat it in an Israeli hospital. It was Mossad, GS4, and Academy, GS4, that trained ISIS in a town near Amman, Jordan. And even the king of Amman, Jordan, is freaked out by this because it's an uncontrolled situation where they could take over his country, right on the border of Israel. So this is not a good situation. And, of course, it shows Rothschild, that's his boss.
He and his father had some dealings with his father, his late father, King Hussein. But they have always been on a knife's edge, because they know that their limited military would be hard-pressed to even slow down an Israeli juggernaut. and the Israelis can just run over them.
Oh yeah,
and it's been a continuing nightmare really for them. This artwork from my friend in that does it in Canada shows ISIS boss, which is Alaa Baghdadi, whose real name is Simon Elliott, the Israeli Mossad officer, and his boss, the King of Saudi Arabia, and his boss Obama, and his boss Netanyahu, and then the boss's boss, which is Rothschild.
Let me give you two more positions though to add to that list that they want to do, and they want to update the artwork. His boss is the Pindar, which means, in very gross parlance, it means the phallic symbol of the dragon, which is Satan, and then it's ultimately Lucifer himself. So people need to understand there's a chain of command here that goes right up to the Dark One himself, not the Prince of Light. Now,
I think some people are waking up to this fact. Things are so twisted in America anymore, and the world anymore. I mean, look at Europe with millions of Muslims invading it. We have an invasion from Mexico. The economy, 105 million working age people out of work, and many high percentage of people under 30 still living with their parents. And I could go on and on for hours, okay? But it's so weird. It's so twisted. America's the greatest, richest country on earth, and yet it's the middle class is dying on the vine, literally. And when you look at all this stuff, and you look at this drive towards a World War III by the globalists, you say, what is this? This is crazy. This is beyond crazy. And ultimately, and I'm an analyst, and I mean, I've looked at this thing hundreds and thousands of times, and when you do, you keep coming back to the same conclusion, keep hitting the same wall. This is crazy. In fact, it's beyond crazy. And there's so many people involved. I mean, maybe tens of thousands, but at the top, there's so many people involved. This is more than simply a lunatic asylum. This is something off-worldly, something that's not of our world, of our dimension. This is a spiritual thing and a very dark and deeply evil spiritual thing.
You have an article here that I want you to highlight because it shows how close we could trigger off a World War III scenario immediately. And this is the Syrian war where the Aleppo medics are appealing to Obama for help. I mean, this is right out in the open where we have ISIS saying, hey, Obama, help us. And they're pitting directly NATO, Saudi, USA, French troops, Arab and Qatar, fighting directly against Russia. Do they not know that this can precipitate Russia to pull out their level 7
weapons?
Well, they're
demanding. They were demanding. They had a group of doctors supposedly sign this letter and asking Obama for help and demanding a no-fly zone. Now, that ain't going to happen because Russia's not going to honor Obama's no-fly zone. So you're going to have NATO fighters versus Russian fighters. That's the script for hell.
Well, that's the script for, I call it, the weapon of indignation. An EMP weapon that strikes our power grid and knocks it out, and we eat ourselves alive.
Yep.
That's what the Russians will do. They won't fight us. They'll just let us consume ourselves and rot.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tim, on the last of the break, we're talking about Erdogan wanting to be the Sultan, but you know what? There's two different factions. This guy Gulen, they're trying to actually extradite from America, which is a very powerful guy that claims to be the Mahdi, the actual final Mahdi of the Muslims. And there's an ally of Erdogan that claims also to be the Mahdi, and this both these guys are very evil guys. This one, this guy that's an ally of Erdogan, says he's going to rebuild the Jewish temple. I mean, you're kidding. And, of course, that means it's going to be conjointly with the move also of the caliphate to Jerusalem. You can guarantee that this is part of the whole scheme that they have here working.
I think the ultimate scheme is the scheme to get us into a clash of civilizations based World War III, where the Muslims fight the Christians.
Of course.
But, you know, that's behind that is Lucifer and he is the father of all lies, and he lies to everyone, especially to the fools that are his minions, and they'll be destroyed. Here's what really concerns me in the short run, okay? The battle for the American presidency this time, unlike many of the past elections, this is a real battle, and that's why it's so crazy and so vicious. It's a battle for control of the planet, because you ultimately have to have the control of the American superpower. If the globalists lose that control, well, that's unthinkable to them. It really is. They have set things up so we're in their end game for their new world order.
Right.
And yet, as we approach that end game, and I've been saying this for decades, the closer you get to when one party is able to reach out and grab it all, those that are in positions of power and wealth that see themselves being crushed by that will fight it tooth and nail. And you're seeing that. Now, they tried a week ago Tuesday to set up assassination attempt. They had this former FBI agent. He was an FBI agent and was killed in the line of duty, supposedly. The FBI director was at his funeral. In reality, he wasn't killed. And they caught him sneaking into Trump Tower past the security part, trying to go up a freight elevator. Now, he probably had intelligence telling him he could get by, he could do this. But, you know, Trump is a multi-billionaire, and he has security. I sold a castle in Scotland, a very large castle, many years ago to an American guy. And the castle had a feudal barony, so he became the Baron of Lee. And Leslie Peter was his name. He's dead now. Leslie owned a lot of companies, a dental metal equipment company, but he owns a big construction company that did a lot of work for NATO bases in Europe. And in this massive castle, 38,000 square foot, something like that castle, he installed a NATO security system. He showed it to me. My partner, Burke's Peerage, he took us a tour, and it had a little fire. And he was able to show the fire inspector as well as the insurance adjuster videos of a hot tub that caught on fire and caused a little fire in that wing. Unless you've seen this level of technology, and that had never been used in a private residence, it was only used for high security NATO bases. Unless you've seen that type of technology, you know, you don't even have a clue as to what they can do. Now, my guess is Trump had a lot of stuff installed. This guy probably had some intelligence. He could do this and this and get it to Sessions chest and hide, and then when Trump came in, he'd whack him. Well, the reality is he got caught.
Right.
And that
where is he now?
Plans back.
Is he in jail?
Now, where is he now? Well, there have been, you know, there's a follow-up yesterday on that. Where is the guy? The guy's probably having a scotch somewhere saying, well, you know, I'm free.
I'm sure that Trump wouldn't just hand him over. I'm sure his security force.
No, the police had him, and the New York City officers are the ones that broke the story. They released the story. Now it's all covered up.
How did they manage to spin it after the New York City officers released the story, and these police have no reason to lie? Why would they then have a media people, and who's in the media, release this false story that it was a security officer from the building across the street?
Well, Scopes and Jeff Renz had a really good article yesterday detailing the connections about Scopes to a lot of things. It's not what a lot of people think it is.
Right.
And the point is the globalists have tried and failed now. And doing an assassination on somebody like Trump in these circumstances is dangerous anyway. It's a real act of desperation. But now it's even worse.
Well, now the trying thing is his own security officers just shoot the guy dead. So if anybody listens to notice you out there, you try to kill our president, I hope that they don't just send you off to jail or whatever. I hope they terminate you for trying to assassinate our president.
Well, okay. So if you have a force of incredible power and wealth
that have, for 101 years, since December 23rd, 101 years ago when they set up the Federal Reserve, have basically been pulling the strings in America to a greater and greater degree all the time,
right,
and in Europe and so forth. If these people see themselves losing control over America, they are desperate.
Well, they've already
and
lost.
Remember,
even
these
if
are
they
people,
kill Trump, they would actually make us even madder. They should realize they've already lost.
They're arrogant. You see, we are trash. We're little people. We don't count.
That's what they say. They're wrong. They're desperately wrong.
Well, okay, yes, but here's the danger. They may go for the war option. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean WW3, Armageddon, although it could spin in that direction.
I can tell you, the Russians They have no intentions. The Russians have no intentions of a thermonuclear exchange with cities. At the very most, they're going to do an EMP, and they're going to do a military attack on military bases. My guess is
chaos is how these people work. Okay, and if they can create enough chaos, they could delay the election because there could.
Oh, they can do that. I can see that coming. That could easily happen. Where we have
so it's not that I'm saying the nuclear missiles are going to be flying any second. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But I'm saying there is a war option, and that war option has a lot of variables in it, okay?
Right.
Now, right now, as of this morning, the Ukrainian coup government has put their entire armed forces on war alert.
War alert with who? Who are they on war alert with? Russia?
Russia.
Okay, now.
Force of the Ukrainian army crossed into in the Crimea and killed a few people about 3 days ago.
Okay, that's just
and that caused Russia to begin maneuvers near the border.
Okay,
probably the Russians have some intelligence that
Tim,
was the real story behind.
I'm going to ask you. You're a military expert. I'm going to ask you some questions about strategy. When the Russians move in, they move heavy artillery and they bomb the heck out and they create a corridor. They're one of the best.
Yeah, they destroy everything in about a mile-wide corridor.
And they have air cover while they move in troops. They're unstoppable. This is what crushed the heck out of the Nazis. The Nazis weren't killed by the West. They were killed by the Russians. And
the Russians have entire artillery divisions.
Right.
And between tubeless artillery and tubed artillery, they literally sanitized, to use a fancy word, but it's really they kill everything
down to bugs
in an area, say, a mile wide by as long. They create a corridor. Nothing lives in that corridor,
now,
and their
here's
tanks
my point.
Come in.
If the Ukraine pseudo-propped-up government thinks they can take on Russia, what kind of dope are they using, and what kind of antipsychotics do they need?
Well,
they are
the puppets of the people that put them in the power.
Well, it doesn't matter how much. They're going to be dead puppets. So the fact is,
they'll have a nice place in a nice, friendly country, a multi-million-dollar mansion and a few hundred million.
Okay, Tim, here's my next question. When you see things a certain way, you have to say, well, what's the purpose of this? Because it's not ready to set up a war, because if Russia would move in a weekend to take over. It's to create the fear of a war that could expand beyond Ukraine and expand beyond Crimea. This is what they're trying to do.
But you see, you don't just have that. You also have, in the East China Sea, the Chinese just moved 300 ships, fishing ships, and some armed Coast Guard ships into an area that's literally next door to Japanese waters.
How long do you think those Chinese ships would exist if Japan is the third nuclear power?
I'm not saying that's going to blow up, but I'm saying they're raising the levels of fear and war.
It's not rational.
South China Sea, and then in Aleppo, you have these medics appealing for a no-fly zone. That is the war that will determine the outcome.
Oh, absolutely, because the East China. Firstly, if China gets too big for their britches, they won't have britches, they'll be dead. Because they'll get annihilated
by the
Japanese.
We don't want that to happen because the radiation will come over here.
Oh, I know that, but I'm telling you that the scenario is the Chinese are trying to
see a scenario developing of a war option
for this election. Yeah. It's not a coincidence it's developing right now.
Oh, no,
they want
a war option. They want us on the fear of an impending war so they can get a peace treaty, so they can get their New World Order moving toward
the
next
stage. But even before that, that can come later. Right now, the massively important thing to them, that's all important, is they cannot lose control of the American superpower.
Well, they are. And to me, they don't realize they've already lost it. If Trump and Pence disappeared tomorrow, these guys are still lost. They have to realize it's a movement. It's not going to end with Trump and Pence. Okay? Get that message. It's over. No matter what happens now...
They won't accept that message.
It's too late. People like you and me are not going... We're going to fight to the last drop of blood and the last oxygen molecule leaving our mitochondria. There's no way they're going to succeed with an angered and now informed public that knows what they could have with or without Trump and Pence.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, but
what
so
I'm trying to do is
to
put myself in their sick mind. And in their sick mind, losing control of America is not an option they're willing to accept.
My guess is that these people will be tried as found as treasonous, and they'll either be permanently jailed and or executed.
I will be more than willing to donate the rope. You know. And, of course, I imagine I'd have a very long line to stand in to donate that rope. But
all of these people right up to Mr. Rothschild with half a quadrillion dollars don't realize that that could be taken away from them in a heartbeat when the population, like the storming of the Bastille, finally decide that we're done with you guys.
Well, a lot of people in Europe are getting pretty ticked off, too.
I mean, Europeans are listening to the program. They don't have free speech there. They listen to our program to discuss issues that are relevant to them. In Germany is the next largest audience besides America.
Yeah. Well, people in Germany are scared, and they have every reason to be scared. When you have a couple million Muslim jackasses that have invaded your country, and you can't even have guns in your home to defend your wife and your daughters and so forth, or yourself. In France, they're asking people to accept some refugees into their homes because they don't have room for them.
Okay.
No, I'm not. In Germany, tourism is really falling off because people have been hearing all this stuff, and they don't have any place to house all these refugees that are flooding in the country, so they're using hotels. So maybe not five-star hotels, but they're using a lot of the space in the hotels for refugees. So if you happen to be checked into a nice three- or four-star hotel somewhere in Germany, half of the rooms may be taken over by some delightful young men from North Africa or Arabia that, they may take a bath a month, okay? What do you want? They may look at your wife and your daughters and your little boys as sex objects and you as some infidel that needs his throat cut. But, you know, have a good time. Enjoy your vacation.
Let's put it this way. Europeans are pretty passive compared to Americans. If those kind of guys came here and tried to do the stuff here, it would be a blood fest. And we wouldn't just use conventional weapons either. I'd take them out and fry them from the inside out. But I can tell you right now, Americans won't put up with 550% increase in Muslims coming into the country, whether it's Hillary Clinton or her proxy, because he's going to take over, obviously, as she deteriorates, Mr. Cain. You know, isn't it funny? We have Cain and Abel. Now we've got Cain and not Abel. And we're literally right back.
I love it.
And we're right back to the beginning of the original
Cain
sins.
Cain and not Abel. That's a good one. You know, a Jewish friend of mine, who, and unlike a lot of Jewish people, are very liberal. My buddy is very conservative, but he says, you know, get out the popcorn. He says, I've got to order more popcorn because this is like watching a movie. You know.
Yeah, but you know what? It is. The world may get hot enough. You can put the popcorn in your hands and it'll pop.
Yeah, I hope not.
When the X-rays hit it, just before you see your bones, the popcorn will be popping into your mouth. What's left of it?
You know, think about this for a second. Now, I like Trump, but he's a bit of a showman and so forth, and this billionaire that everybody's known about for decades.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Hildebeest. She clearly has dementia and either a brain cancer or something seriously wrong with her brain and her body. She's got this hole in her tongue. People have seen the multiple videos now of her losing it, and the one where, you know, she's doing this weird thing with her head and all this, and you say, oh my Lord, and she wants her finger on our nuclear missiles, on our nuclear arsenal. We're going to trust her. Hell, when her husband was president, he lost his little card that had his launch code on it for almost 2 months, and they finally found it in his sock drawer. I mean, and as doped up as he was 1,000 times better than her. She needs help walking up steps. They have a physician who everybody thought was a Secret Service agent that's right by her, and there's a photo of him with an auto injector to inject Valium in her because of her seizures. This gal, hell, I mean, okay, let me put it this way. She has no business driving a car.
She hasn't.
She has no business driving a car. And I was a volunteer fireman. I was a second official on a scene where a guy had an epileptic seizure. It was a divided highway. His foot went down all the way on the gas, and he lost control of the car, and it crossed the center, which was pretty wide of grass, right, and hit a car of two men going home from work, smashed them head on, and I'm there. And the guy before me had extricated him because the gas was leaking. And I run up, and I can't get a pulse on either one of them. They're both dead.
The wrong break.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back, and we're going to cut off Adele here. Tim, when I talk to people that still support Hillary despite all these revelations coming out, I have to say, you have to get in their face and you have to say, look, like the comments by the media, spinning it like crazy, that Trump suggests that the Second Amendment people kill Hillary. If he actually said that, I'd be supporting arresting him on the spot. The fact that he didn't. And these young people or middle-aged people or feminists, whatever, that want to support Hillary despite her incredible record against women, against harassing the victims of Bill's sexual crimes, against the support of destruction of the lives of women in Muslim countries where she takes their money, it's obscene. And the fact is that, and this is my point, we have a divided country. We have a country where they think it's perfectly okay to take away our Second Amendment's rights to whittle it down. They think it's perfectly okay to push abortion to kill genetically separate human beings. They think it's perfectly acceptable to say that they support women when, in fact, Hillary does not. All of her, like even one of the cases that she said to get off of a conviction, a rapist of a 12-year-old girl. I watched this last night. I couldn't believe this woman now coming out as honestly saying, like, Hillary got this guy off who actually raped me when I was 12. Now, how can...
Well, yeah, when she, when Hillary was asked about it later, she cackled.
Now, how can any American support Hillary under those circumstances? And if they do, they, that's you out there, Americans, are evildoers. And you're going to pay for it, because if Hillary gets in power or her proxy Cain, and they get a domestic security bill after major terrorism, which is going to happen if you have that many unfiltered Muslims, and our economy crashes and you can't recharge the EBT cards, and now we have our military incapable of handling a war because we're even stealing parts from aircraft that are actually in museums, we have a situation here where we're going to see the breakup of America. And I guarantee you, within one term, Texas will leave. And they're going to leave and take a number of states with them. And that happens, you're going to start seeing these guys hunkering down, figuring that the military are going to protect their hides from us coming in and marching in and taking over the Capitol buildings of every state and the federal government. And I guarantee you that whoever is the next president, if it's not Trump, it'll be the last one.
Well, I think even worse than that. I think we will trigger the Armageddon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt. That's what these devils want to do. They want to kill most of us, and they want to do it in a thermonuclear fire, biological, chemical, and scalar warfare that destroys us, power blackouts, hit nuclear bases next, plagues, you name it. They want to hit us with everything possible, and no B-movie ever made in history will be as bad as what will happen when these maniacs have their way. And Hillary and Cain, Cain is a Jesuit. He's going to do exactly the same things as Hillary was going to do. He'll do the bidding of the globalists, which will put us on a war footing, which we are right now. In fact, it wasn't for the fact that Putin's not a vodka drinker and he's a rational man, we would already be in a lot worse trouble.
Yes, yes. One thing I would like people to take with them and maybe spread this to your friend is sometimes you have to simplify things for some people.
Right.
Hillary should not be allowed to drive an automobile with the medical condition.
Shouldn't be allowed to drive the country
either,
eh?
She could kill a carload of people. Why in God's name are we even considering her to be commander?
Because our collective, a lot of our young people, middle-aged people, and feminists are collectively suicidal. They want a suicidal president to push the final
button. We need to ask them, ask your friends this question that are on the fence of thinking, you know, Hillary shouldn't be allowed to drive a car. Why should we allow her to have control of America?
Yeah, but she's going to cause vehicular suicide of the whole nation. That's what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right with God.
Thank you, Tim. That's a good analogy.
Really wild and crazy times.
Oh, yes, indeed.
God bless.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, thank you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.